Dear God, we come to you in that wonderful name, that magnificent name of Jesus, and so thankful it's so sweet upon our lips, Jesus. We glory in that name. Lord, we just give you thanks and praise, and there is no other name. It is Jesus. And thank you, Lord, that you have protected us to come together this morning, Lord, to praise you and to praise you in spirit and in truth. Lord, that we gather singing songs, praising you with our lips, Lord, thankful in our heart, grateful to God in what you are doing. Lord, help us to tend today upon you without distraction. Lord, all those thoughts and things that we think are so important, God, let us just check them at the door. Let us come in here with a heart of full assurance, drawing nigh in full assurance, believing you, Lord, that again, before you set a star in heaven, you met the need upon each one of our hearts today. Thank you for that wonderful assurance. Thank you for that marvelous love. Lord, may the Spirit anoint each and every life here this morning. May we just be encouraged and be happy in the love of Jesus. And we give you the praise. Amen. If you'd open your Bibles to John chapter 4, and we'll begin reading in the 23rd verse. That's John chapter 4, verse 23. And it says there, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." Amen. 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 Now, we're coming off a wonderful camp. God so graciously and always meets us exceeding, and he just does. Glorious camp meeting. And I believe that the Spirit, if you were there, you would agree, so vibrant, so alive. Oftentimes, just like walking the streets of glory themselves. And I am grateful to give you that testimony. I believe there was such a thankfulness in the hearts of the young people. You know, maybe it was really because there's such a pressing going on in this whole world today. Maybe families are starting to feel such a financial pinch that, you know what, we really enjoy coming to camp because it might be the only vacation we have. And what a vacation it is to check out of the things of the world and come to about 4 or 5 days of preach the word. Preach the word. Hallelujah. And in this precious scripture, it reminds us that it is now time. Now. Take note, especially when the Bible says it is now time for the true worshipers to come forth. To come forth in sincerity. This isn't playtime. This is sincere time. And worship me in spirit and in truth. And let those words just really ring in your heart. May the Spirit bring it in. In spirit and in truth. Before I went on a little trip. See, we call our time away a trip. A vacation sounds too relaxing. So we categorize our lives as time away as trips. Dad's on another trip. And that means it's fast and furious and we don't have much time for any type of a break. And never mind. I get a little too graphic there. But how sweetly the Lord gave us that time away. But before the Lord had us go, there was a sister in the meeting, and it was very precious. She came to me and was encouraged to hand me a book called Azusa Street. And I was thanking the Lord, and I told her that I had read that before and encouraged in the Lord of it. But she had said, well, there's a couple things that were really impressed upon her to share with me. And I remembered back about that book. It speaks of a time, in case many of you don't know, a time in the early 1900s when there in Los Angeles on a street named Azusa, and also in the hills of Kentucky, and also, believe it or not, at spots around the world that the sweet spirit came down. Just as in the day of Pentecost, just as up there at Ponderosa this last week. And aren't we thankful that the fire from heaven, it's never changed. It's never changed. I'm thankful on Friday night we had it right here again. And I expect from him that, you know, sometimes it's a magnificent demonstration. But brothers and sisters, may we just rely on the Spirit that he's going to manifest himself as he chooses to. Sometimes he rents the rocks. Sometimes, I'll tell you what, he'll part a sea. And sometimes it'll just be a still water, a cool breeze. Sometimes he'll put you right under a tree asking the Lord, oh, take my life. He's dealing with you. He's dealing with you. Now listen to this. People were so mightily filled with the Holy Ghost at that time. There were gifts that were so abundant. I remember back reading, they had prayer meetings. Can you imagine that went on for days? They didn't end for days. Laughing in the Spirit, all the precious things of God that the Spirit so wonderfully poured out upon them. But at the end of the book, and what the sister was encouraging my heart, was the author kind of laments and he asks why the fervent spirit was so fervent 100 years ago and today it seems to be waning. Went on to say that there's almost like a coolness. The fervent fire is starting to grow cold, kind of like an ice age in a sense setting in. And why? Spirit and in truth. Listen to this. Spirit and in truth. You see, brothers and sisters, God's ultimate plan for us, we rejoice in that here. And he wants it to be rejoiced in everywhere, not just in this place. We have nothing cornered. We just, by God's grace, have allowed him to corner us. You know what I'm saying? Do you want all of me or not? Do you want all of me or not? I appreciated Brother Kevin reminding us of that again. But always remember this, before you'll ever give him you, you'll have to see that God is all in first. And that's the truth. He's all in. All in. But God's ultimate plan is that we would fully grow up into his glorious bride. His glorious bride. He would that all men be saved and come to a full, exact, complete, intimate knowledge of the truth. Praise the Lord. See, that's your calling. That's your purpose. That's the will of God for you. Not just for a pastor or a teacher or somebody that you think that is really shining brightly in the Lord. It's for you. It's for you. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, we're thankful that in order for it to even begin, we know that we have to receive power from up on high. Had to. Precious scripture tells us in Acts 1:8, Jesus said to them, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. And sure, it was wondrous power for healing and praising and all of those wonderful things. But brothers and sisters, let us not miss the best part. He freely gave us that Pentecostal power, the power of his might that was so demonstrated this week in such young vessels. So demonstrated so preciously in those sweet brothers and sisters at Azusa and in the hills of Kentucky. But may we not forget the ultimate purpose of the Spirit. I rejoice in the Spirit's emotions. You know what I'm saying? I don't rejoice in my emotion or yours. God help us to get rid of that. I hear a lot of people talk about feeling. Ooh. How about we talk about faith? Amen. How about we talk about believing God? And when that happens, the emotions of the Spirit will set in. And then we see so wonderfully magnified is the Spirit in his emotions, in his outbursts of praise and glory, and how perfect it is, and how it'll come along with the message, a tongues and interpretation, and all of those marvelous and wonderful things. And we praise him for it. And I want you to know that, yes, gifts are for today. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, pray for them. I'm thankful to God. But God help us not to start worshiping the gift and start, praise God, worshiping the giver. Brothers and sisters, to get our hearts upon him who loves us so. Jesus Christ so marvelously, he came and he showed himself as God and he did display those miracles. He caused the blind to see. He told the man to get up and walk and he leapt up. He didn't just kind of mosey up like we do out of bed. I mean, he jumped. Hallelujah. All of those wonderful things. But he said, you know what? I really want to get a hold of your heart. And those miracles ceased because he didn't want them following after the sensation. He wanted them following after the truth. The truth. The truth. It's now time for the true worshipers to come forth. Now you think of that word true. It means sincere. Yeah. See, sometimes we get caught up into thinking, well, how is brother so-and-so or sister this and that looking at me? I mean, I really respect them and maybe they expect me to be this kind of vessel or that kind of vessel. Let the Lord make you the vessel that sings praise and glory to him. Let him set you in the body where he sees fit to set you. Don't seek as that mama did. Oh, I want my sons to sit at your hand. And he said, oh, no, no. That's for my father to give. Take my yoke. It's easy, he said, didn't he? My burden's light. When I try to do it my way, it's only going to be a bigger mess. Know it. Yeah. If you've run with the Lord by his grace for any time, you know what a mess you make of everything. Not just some things. Let's just get over it right now, everything. I still hear as a pastor how different ones are going to take care of a situation or seek the Lord. And my heart's grieved. Truth in love. Sounds pretty simple to me. Oh, I'm going to do this and that. I'm going to go get that book. I'm going to go to this lecture series. God help you to quit having itching ears for anything but the truth. The truth. The truth. Sincere. That's what that word means. You go on with it, it means clear to the light. The true worshiper is clear to the light. That means transparent. You don't see anything in them but Christ. It's awesome. I'm thankful. Who else would you want to magnify? By God's grace, really. I believe you wouldn't be here today. I really do. I believe that he's placed that desire in your heart. But you know what the thing is getting your eyes enlightened to it. Saying, Lord, cause me to want your will. Cause me to be still and quit thinking that it's something of my doing. When you said that, let me tell you something, you are my workmanship. I appreciate and I give all glory to God when, and you know what I'm saying, when somebody might come up to you and, brother, it just seems so easy. And I say, you don't realize how hard it would be if I tried to do anything. I realized how incapable, incompetent, oh, wretched man that I am. But it's all hanging on the cross. Oh, I love it. It's all hanging right there. Because he took it. See, he took it. I never forget I never forget that. Because there's an appreciation and gratitude. Lord, thank you. But he's clothed me with the curtains of Solomon. And I'm dressed up mighty fine for him. Matter of fact, I come out at times and he looks at me and I hear him say, "Oh, honey, that kingdom, it's yours." He lets me know that I ravish his heart. I'm telling you, he does. Not because of me. He said, "Oh, honey, you've started to apprehend my grace and how it just makes my heart sore for you." That's what pleases him. God help us in spirit and in truth. See, most people don't want to hear that. "Oh, brother, you must not talk that way. You're almost sounding like he really, really desires you." He really, really desires me. He said, "I want you to rule and to reign jointly with me." He's told me in his word that by his grace, he doesn't want to take the throne, and he will not take the throne until he has his queen. Brothers, get over it. Like I said, Brother David said, "My soul, she delights in him." And I know David could have whipped all of us together. He's a bloody man. That's when they used to fight. That's a time when people could say something and they dealt with it instead of the police. You better know. You better know. Uh-oh. Pastor got his boots on today? Not me. Not me. Lord, dealing with you. Don't get lost in this old world. Put your hope and confidence in God. This is awesome, brothers and sisters. It really is. The awesomeness of how God deals with us. You see, there was a wonderful demonstration of the Spirit that came out at that time. There's wonderful demonstrations of the Spirit. And I'm talking about when we're filled so vibrantly with the tongue of men and angel. And I want to encourage you, as Brother Paul said, "I am thankful, I am glad, I'm delirious that I speak more than ye all." And I know the Word of God tells me, follow that vessel as he followed Christ. So there's something about that wonderful love language. That's what it is. It's a love language. And I love when the Holy Spirit just turns it on. When I'm getting dressed in the morning, honestly, sometimes doing this or that, driving my car, a lot of people get nervous. I might get, "Well, pull over." And sometimes you can just speak so sweetly. And you know what? God's a multitasker. Can you imagine that? He can have you doing lots of wonderful things thinking about Jesus. I hear people say, "Oh, I got to go to work today. I can't think about the Lord. You know, they got me so busy." My good, quit making excuses. And be thankful that God has got you there and start thinking about the Lord. He'll make you more productive than you've ever been. And he will. He did that in my life. I know he's proved that to me. Not that I proved God. He proved it in me. He said, "Son, I'll show you if you'll let me. If you'll just fall into my arms, I'm going to take you places, son, that you never even imagined were going to go." And that's the truth. What a ride. It's been, like I told you, the trip. But you see, the power, not just for praise, but for knowledge. See, the Holy Spirit was sent, as Jesus Christ told those sweet apostles, disciples. He said to them, "When the Spirit is come, he will guide you. He will lead you. He will draw you into all truth." Do you realize the time you live in? I was rejoicing with a brother today. He was asking me about Canaan, what it meant. He said, "Why couldn't Moses go in there?" Well, there are lots of types in that. But one is those 24 elders. They've got a wonderful place. Those worthies in the Old Testament, they've got a glorious place that God's going to bring them to. But as Daniel wanted to see and go into, as Moses is a type that he wanted to venture into, that's not for me to give, that's for my Father. How far are you willing to go with the Lord? Huh? Brother, you comparing your... I'm not comparing myself to anybody. I don't want to. I just want to receive the truth. And yes, I need that Holy Spirit, or you're not going to be led into all truth. I need to yield to that wonderful comforter, that teacher, or I'm going to be stagnant. The joy of the Lord by the grace of God is going to be evident even in sorrow. That's what's so beautiful. He brings me the joy even in the heartache. Even in the furnace. Even in the lion's den. Man, I want you running out there. Is it well? Man, it's so well down here. You can't believe it. I've got lions just licking me. That man sent them in there to kill me. But I'm walking. Man, they'd say I'm walking on water. My goodness, I fly. You got to know it, brothers and sisters. God has us taken off if we'll let Him. But to be led in all truth. Not some. Not some. But all the fullness of God. To know all the love of God. Isn't that amazing? Yea, the deep things of God by my Spirit. See, like a lot of people want to give up. Well, see, eye has not seen nor ear heard. I'm checking out. See, I'm just going to wait for God to show me. It goes on. It says, oh no, but by my Spirit, yea, the deep things. Huh? I'm glad I didn't miss out on my natural wife. I'm glad I didn't. We're coming up on our 25th anniversary. Can you imagine that? And I remember the very first time I saw her at a camp meeting. Can you imagine what you get at camp? Be careful. Be careful. And be careful who's showing you that person, by the way, too. Make sure it's God. The matchmakers have been wrong many a time. But God never is. But I'm so thankful to the Lord that when I saw her, that there was something that sung in my heart that I've provided her for you. And I know romantically people say these different things, but I know that God was talking to me. He was. Now, I could have been inhibited, I could have been shy, I could have been lots of different things. But I couldn't wait. I got to get over and talk to her. See, and I even had different ideas. I didn't know who she was. There was a lot of different mind games going on at that time with a lot of different people. But man, when I saw her, that was it. I had to move. And I had to move quickly. There were a lot of other fellas. And I knew I needed every bit of extra time I could get. And even when my first advances were shunned, I kept coming. Until she couldn't take any more and she married me. But you get the picture, don't you? You see how beautiful he is? It's time to make the move. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something. There's many that love to receive this wonderful Spirit. Yeah, I'm thankful that there is. But truth, surrender, who me, yield to God? See, that demonstration is mighty. Everybody loves to go that way. But suffering for Christ's sake is a whole different story. See, the truth to most, as the Word of God says, it's sweet to the mouth, it's sweet to the lips. But you feast on it, I don't need any show of hands. but you know it's bitter to the stomach. And suffering with Christ has never been popular. Mm-mm. Nope. And I'm not there for the reigning. And I'm not there to jointly rule, in a sense, as my first and foremost. I just want to be with Him. And I want to look into His eyes. And I want to say thank you. And I want to say I do. Now let me tell you something. I do isn't just going to happen up there. It's happening right now. It is. The wife hath made herself ready. See, there was a proposal coming down on Azusa that day. There was a proposal coming down in the hills of Kentucky back then. The same proposal that's been going on in this church age from day one. And why isn't it ringing out anymore? Because they didn't want to go and end truth. Brothers and sisters, we can have prayer meetings till we're blue in the face. We can sing songs till we pass out. But that'll never sustain you. You must arise and eat. If you're going to go on the journey to God's best, you're going to have to feast at the table set for you. In the presence of your foes. In the presence of them that want to discourage you. In the presence of all them that say, oh, you're too wicked. In the presence of them that said, oh, you're just that lame little one. Oh, no, the King got me. And He invited me to eat at His table. And I don't care how feeble, how weak, how infirm, that's just the one that He wanted to come and to sit with Him and to sup. Now here we are today. And we know that time is running out. We know that the time for the readied wife is about done. But the Word of God is still calling out today. Whosoever shall eat of My bread. Whosoever shall eat of My body shall never hunger. You hungering for a lot of things, you're not eating the bread. You want to arise and run, you're going to have to take time to feast and never stop. To grow up into the vessel that will bestow all His glory, not just some, but all. To grow up into the vessel that He someday is going to take in His arm and sit out and make known to all that I've loved her and cause them to come and worship before her feet. I don't know if I'm going to step there with you, brother. Well, I did. By God's grace, I did. And a lot of sweet folks are still standing back there today. And I love you if you're standing back there. Nothing's changed. But how much you want to believe? How much truth you're going to take? How much of Him are you going to just say, Lord, I want to embrace all of You. See, this isn't just about a vision of the heart of God. This is a vision about what's inside God's heart. And you're going to find the only thing that you'll ever find in God's heart is the Word of truth. The Christ, the Son of God, the Bridegroom. He's right there. I'm so thankful for just about everybody today. He's right there in your lap. More importantly, He's right here in your heart. Embrace Him. Take Him in spirit and in truth. Let's pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we thank you again for your wonderful word. We thank you that it doesn't return void. We thank you that every life here, praise God, conviction is going on. And Lord, the only thing that we can pray for everyone and specifically each one of us, may we be tender to it. Don't let it just run off a dry, hardened ground. Lord, let it be tender. Break up that fallow ground in each life here today and let it be a move. Let it be a move right into the midst of the throne. Now we give you all the praise, we give you all the thanks, but we know it's only you that gives the increase. And we thank you for that and we rest in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.